We're back.
It's been a while. It's been a long while.
It's actually been a year. We took a year off. Yeah, because we stopped. Our last episode was like February of last year.
A word?
Yeah, I think so. Don't quote me. But
you must have had a Valentine's and dipped off somewhere. You must have got low. You got low on us? You got low on truth?
Y'all know how I do. I fall in love and then I'm like, oh, bye. I'm just kidding. No. But we're back. We're going to recap a little bit of what we've been up to. What have you been up to?
Ooh, I had a big injury, ACL surgery. Mm. Yeah, I was out of commission for out of the year that we was off, about 6 months.
Yeah, I remember that. That was another reason that we
yeah,
stopped.
Yeah, I couldn't drive. Yeah,
so. But we're back now. For me, an update, I left my shitty job that I hated so much.
Really?
Yeah.
Okay.
And then and I did it like an asshole. I was like,
you had something else lined up?
Yeah.
That's the best way.
I was like, and my last day will be in 7 days. Thank you, everyone. Bye. Like, I didn't give no 2 weeks or nothing.
When you got something lined up already, it's like, I don't give a fuck.
Yeah, nah, I don't. Yeah. So now I work for a tech company and it's a lot better and my life feels like settled now. So
that's good. You always got to do what you enjoy. Like, you don't want to be working just to be getting a paycheck.
Exactly. So let's get into some topics. We are back, so we want to not bore you with our lives and talk about other stuff.
Yeah, we got to get into, you know, the thing that's shaking the internet right now. You got Diddy out here. Once again, he strikes.
Diddy's dirty.
Diddy is diddying. I can say that.
Diddy diddles.
Does he? But he's been...
Allegedly.
Allegedly. To some big names. I mean, we know he's going through his whole thing right now. Like, got the alleged from everybody.
Uh-huh.
But now we got some big names thrown into the hat. We got Meek Mill and we got Usher.
Yeah. I went to a comedy show yesterday. I went to go see Andrew Schultz.
Okay.
It was fun. I was in the third row, so I was like, whoa, hope he doesn't roast me. But I was safe, so no jokes on me. But he was roasting Meek Mills, and he was going in hard because, like, Meek's from Philadelphia.
Mm-hmm.
And he was just saying how, like, Meek never helps his case when anybody says anything about him. Like, they'll be like, you're gay, and he's like, no, I'm not gay, I love pussy so much, da, 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 da. pussy.
Yeah, that's basically what he did, though.
He went right on Twitter and just started screaming.
He shot himself in the foot. I mean, honestly, I don't believe it, but the way that he tried to defend it is kind of like, wait, why are you trying so hard? So I get Andrew's point, because it's like, when you just let that slide, like, or you just do some fly shit, post yourself with a female without even acknowledging what is going on out there. You know what I'm saying?
Look, Usher kind of did that. So he got married after the Super Bowl.
Okay.
And I feel like Usher's kind of private with his private
life. Yeah, he is. I didn't even know he was with anybody.
Exactly. To me, these allegations comes out, and then all of a sudden he's like, hey guys, look at me on my honeymoon wife.
That's kind of fly, though. I feel as though if Meek Mill would have took that approach, just like, yo, toes out with my lady in the islands, you cool. But once you on some, I fuck bitches on their period. I run red lights. It's like, yo, what? Like, you going that hard? So with him, I don't know.
A lot of it was like, you could have kept that to yourself.
Exactly. Like, he's just doing way too much. Like, any day now, he's going to have a list of every female he fucked on Twitter. I promise you. He's bugging out. Like, he's going hard. Like,
that's embarrassing. All right, speaking about embarrassing, that TikTok Risa Tisa thing, did you watch it?
I didn't watch it all, but I have the abyss of what, like,
me neither.
Nobody's about to watch Trapped in the Closet again. That's out. We're not doing that. She got like 9 hours worth of content.
I know.
But I'm cool off that, but I got the base of what she was speaking on.
Yeah, so when we were like prepping this episode, you brought that topic up. So I was like, I'm not even on TikTok anymore. I don't even have it on my phone. So today, while I was cleaning, I like...
Just threw it on.
I downloaded TikTok. I threw it on. Uh-huh. And then, like, I'm sitting there cleaning everything and listening to this lady. Going. And I'm, like, on part 15, I'm like, all right, I can't listen to this no more. Like, you're dumb.
Exactly.
And then also, I was like, but damn, I'm dumb, too. Because was we dating the same guy?
Oh, was you? Oh, you relate?
Yes.
On what parts?
Just the parts where they lie to, like, the difference between a pathological liar and like, lying, you know, for your own benefit.
Okay.
So, like, there's the pathological liar. There's the difference between a pathological liar and someone who lies for their own benefit. So, a pathological liar will lie, but there's no rhyme or reason for it. Like,
they're just doing it.
They're just doing it.
Okay.
And, last year, I dated this guy that, like, eventually I was like, bro, you're lying on, like, verifiable shit, like, just to lie. Shit? Dumb shit.
Like, give an example.
Example, my birthday.
Okay.
I was on Instagram, I was scrolling, and then it was like, oh, check out this new camera for da-da-da-da-da. And I was like, damn, I want that. That's all I said.
That's it.
I didn't say, can you buy me this? Yeah. Or none of... He's like, oh, you know, these are your dreams. And, you know, I always want to support your dreams. Like, I'm going to buy for you for your birthday. I was like, okay, cool. Some time had passed because it was like we couldn't hang out for whatever reason. It was like I was busy or he was busy. Uh-huh. Then he finally came around like, hey, I got your birthday present with me. Like, let me get it out the car. When I get it, he's like, oh, when I went to Best Buy to get you the camera you wanted, like, the salesman, he talked me into this because he was like, this is what all the influencers are using, and this is the top of the line, da-da-da-da. Like, bro, I know.
End of the day, was it top of the line?
No, well, no, okay, it was, but it wasn't the one I wanted.
But was it? It was
way more. The one I wanted was, like, a $700 and something dollar camera, okay. And the one he got me was, like, a $400 camera.
Yeah.
Which is fine.
It is. But just don't he overstepped because he probably just saw the camera without the price.
Right.
He's like, yo, I got you for your birthday.
Right.
And he went to Best Buy. And he was like,
oh, yeah.
Let's get that C. We ain't getting option A. We gonna get C.
So he went to the other phone. It would have been fine. Like, he could have just been like, listen, babe, like,
pockets is tight.
It was trying tight. Yeah. Like, you know, I got you this one instead. And I could have either been like, okay, cool. Like, I'll return this. I'll put the difference for the camera I want.
That's crazy.
Or, that's not
what
crazy.
What you just said is insane. So, you're... No. We're not gonna skip past that.
Why?
So, you're saying, dude gives you a genuine gift for your birthday. You're gonna return it. Put the difference on what you wanted and get that?
Why not?
That's insane.
That's not insane.
That's like me getting a girl red lingerie. She said, nah, that ain't the one. I want the black. Like, no. I'm like, what are you doing? That's crazy.
It's different.
No, that's crazy.
You compare apples to oranges.
Nah, we compare apples to apples right now. That is crazy. If I
give
you
a gift. You've never returned a gift?
A gift?
Yeah.
To upgrade the gift? No. To upgrade the gift? No. But if it doesn't fit me, yes, I return and get my size or get something else. But... Oh, you got me those Nikes? The other ones cost $300. I get it. You don't have it, little guy. So I'm going to return it and put my big boy bucks on it.
Yeah.
It's crazy.
That was what I emasculated him or something.
Yeah. Yo, he's gone. He's gone, right?
No.
He's out of here?
I had to kick him out of here.
I'm pretty sure he was waiting to get kicked.
It got worse. So
that
like...
is crazy. Yo, I'm going to return it.
I don't see nothing wrong with returning a gift to get what you wanted.
That's correct. Like I said, like, if it didn't fit, that's cool. But, like, you wanted these, but they cost $500, and he got you the $300 ones. To return it and put the difference, that's crazy. That's crazy. Just think about it.
That's not crazy. That's like... Say it's your birthday, and yeah. I'm like, hey, I got you these AirPods. They're generation one. And you're like, oh.
I'm cool.
Like, we on generation three. Like, you could go return your... Maybe. I don't know. But you could return the generation one and get you the upgraded ones and
you wouldn't feel like, damn, he shitted on me?
No.
That's I would feel like
I'd be like, damn, I saved mad money. He still got what he wanted.
That's crazy. Yo. So when you're the gift giver, you're still thinking how you think.
Okay, first of all, something about me personally.
Yeah.
Everybody says I give the best gifts. I do. So I don't ever have to worry about somebody returning something. But
I don't know.
Historically with me, people always fuck up with getting me gifts. Every single time.
I mean, he shot the gun too quick. He should have looked at the price before saying,
promising.
Yo, I'm going to get you that camera.
Right. So then, you know.
But at the end of the day.
But he came up with this whole elaborate story of why he didn't get me the one I wanted. Which,
and what was this? Oh, because the dude
he was
told
like, oh, this is the best one. And I'm like, bro, I know cameras. Like, this is not the best one, but it's cool. Thank you. And I was like, oh, thank you.
But I'm going to go get what I want.
Yeah. That's crazy. But you know what he did? He was like, I could tell you don't like it. I was like, no, it's okay. Like,
no, you didn't.
I was
know.
Like, I needed a camera. Like, this is good.
And this will do. Like, yo, you're an asshole, bro. You're an asshole out here.
But
this will do. Thank you. It ain't the right one, but like, oh, man.
No, so then he took the camera back. And he bought, like, 2 weeks later, he got me the camera I wanted. Right? So it's like,
cool. No. What are you talking about?
No,
you
he
said
did.
You returned.
No, I said I was going to.
Oh.
He was like, no, I'll get you the one you wanted. I can tell you don't like it.
That's a good save by him, though.
Yeah.
That's crazy.
Because I knew he was lying.
That's crazy.
And then, like, later on, he was like, oh, I bought us tickets to Miami. We're going to Miami for the weekend. Like, all right, cool. Fun. Let's go. I didn't ask you to take me to Miami.
You just said, let's go.
Let's go. And he's like, and we're going to New Orleans in the middle of the summer, too. I was like, all right, cool.
For no reason.
For no reason. Like, okay. Let's just go. I'm like, hey, let's live life.
Uh-huh.
Let's go. The day, like, it gets close to the day, and he was like, oh, I had to switch our tickets to Fort Lauderdale.
No, Miami to Fort Lauderdale
nowhere
is insane,
near.
Bro.
Yeah. And you had to change our tickets the day of?
Yo, that's like saying, yo, I got tickets to Paris. Oh, I got to switch it up to New York. What?
Paris, like, Las Vegas.
Yeah.
Like,
that ain't adding up.
It wasn't adding up. And so, like, I was kind of annoyed. But it's like, all right, well, whatever. We'll go to Fort Lauderdale. We'll have fun in Fort Lauderdale. But I know you told me weeks ago you bought tickets to Miami. So why are you lying? I look at the ticket. It's from today. You bought it at the counter. At the airport today.
Oh, yeah, you gotta get that discount.
Yeah, like.
Discount.
Why are you lying about? This is dumb shit to be lying about. You're still taking me on a trip. That's cool.
Yeah, yeah.
Why are you lying about it? That's the part that bothers me. I don't care about nothing else, but you're fucking lying to me about
so
dumb
what's that?
Shit.
That's the pathological.
It's the pathologic. Like,
that's pathological.
Like, he gets no benefit out of making that shit up.
Okay. So with the pathological, so, I mean, I listen. But I just felt like the shorty, what's her name? Risa Tisa?
Risa Tisa, yeah.
I feel as though she was just going to forfeit. I think she was gullible.
She, no, I don't think she was gullible. I think she wanted to believe
his lie.
What she wanted to believe. Like,
okay.
Listen, I got this man. He says he's going to do this for me and blah, blah, blah. He's good to me.
But she also
She let too much shit slide.
She also met him in COVID though, right?
Yeah.
I don't see a lot of those relationships lasting, bro.
No.
That's either make or break, because it's like you got to be solidified with this person in a crib, can't go out, everybody was out of work. I think she should have saw all the red flags way before all this shit.
I feel like part of it was like a perfect storm for her. Like, it just, you know, well, it's COVID, we can't go look at houses, so we'll do virtual. You know what I mean? Mm-hmm. Like, it was a lot of things that were, but there's no way I'm gonna sit there and watch 51 parts of
No, I'm definitely not doing that.
I don't know how it concluded, but up until episode 15, I was like, eh.
Yeah, they gotta...
To me, this is all regular, like, definitely.
What you mean, regular?
Like, that's how motherfuckers be, like, just lying to lie.
Annoying. Yeah, but nah, like, you also, did you see her?
Yeah.
Come on. She's falling for all that sauce, bro. She's falling for all that. Like, anybody could have just said all that, and she was believing the dream, bro.
Yeah, that's what I said. Like, she's like, she wanted to believe it.
But it ain't like like, niggas lie. That's a correct statement, but females ain't about that no more. Like, I don't think you can get a female offline no more. That's back in the day when you had to actually talk to a female.
Mm-hmm.
Now you just got social media. they think you lit and fly off a couple pictures.
But not just that, like a lot of like, oh, I was about to, I was gonna get you this. It's like, no, you wasn't. Like, yeah. Why are you even telling me?
But you can. That's what, and she was married for how long? A couple years, right?
Yeah, because she got married.
There's only so many times you could say, yo, I was about to. Yeah. Or, yo, I thought, hey, but this. Like, it's only so many times you could lie like that and get away with it.
That's what I'm saying. Like, I was like, after the third car, she didn't realize that shit. Like, oh, it didn't happen because of this. Or I get the house. The house thing where they bid on 15 houses or whatever.
Yeah.
And got outbid. During that time, that.
It was crazy.
But it could make sense to her.
Yeah.
Because it happened to me.
Mm-hmm.
I was looking for a house around that time, and I got outbid literally 14 times.
Yeah.
So, like, I can get her seeing these things and that part of it. Like, yeah, I guess. Like, it's plausible. The market's crazy right now. But when it came to the car thing, it was like, girl, you don't see this shit now.
What was the car thing?
She wanted a certain car. Well, no, she wanted, like, a Kia Telluride. Like, she didn't even want nothing crazy. And he was like, no, you're going to be my wife. Like, I want to take care of you, like, Mercedes or whatever. Oh,
so, and like, the guy with the camera.
Yeah.
Jump out the window trying to get the biggest shit when she wants something so simple.
Yeah.
He's bugging. So he said, no, Mercedes is what you're getting.
Yeah, and then like when that fell through, he was like, no, but you know what I really like? The Audi. Let's go try out Audis. So it was like he was taking her every weekend to go and look at different cars, but changing up like what he wants to get her. Because he's like, no, my baby gets the best. But you're bullshitting. You're just dragging her along.
Yeah, he see those prices and he keep going, oh, you know what? Jeep Cherokee. Like, that's more my speed. He just keep going down and down.
Yeah, I don't know. Like, and it's like she eventually ended up falling in love with the Audi car. Like, who wouldn't? You go from a Kia to an Audi. Like, yeah, of course she's gonna like that one. Mm-hmm. Why would you do that? She wanted a Kia, $29,000 car.
Jumping out the window. Nah, Mercedes for you, love. Bugging.
Yeah. So I the verdict for me on that one, I don't have the time to sit there and listen to 51 parts of how you got played. Like,
nah.
It was too much.
And it's crazy how people go viral nowadays. It's like, yo, you really going viral off of... Bro, if I spilled my guts about how a shorty broke my heart, it could go into a 12-hour episode. I don't understand. And then she's not even that. Like, just a regular Joe Schmo. I don't get it. I don't get how people go viral nowadays.
Well, then she could parlay this into a whole career for herself.
She could. I think she's going somewhere, actually.
She was on Good Morning America recently.
Good Morning America off of a getting played.
Yeah.
That shit is crazy.
Now the whole world knows you, dummy.
Exactly.
And you know we talk politics every once in a while.
Every once in a blue. You know what I mean? Dabble.
Trump or Biden, we're looking at a repeat for the election this year. Trump and Biden again.
It's crazy because those are our two choices. You got a racist and then you got a mummy. Like,
and then there's a Nikki Haley in the balance somewhere.
Who's that?
Talk to me. She's the other Republican that's running.
Oh, she has a shot?
Well, she's trailing behind him in every race. So it's like she doesn't have a shot, but at the same time, she's digging her heels in because she's like, I'm not going to leave the country hanging off these two guys to make the same decision.
Yeah, it really is crazy how those are only two options.
But what really drives me wild this time is that every election, there's always like the Republican Party, the Democratic Party, the Libertarian, the Green Party, or whatever, and there's mad options.
Yeah.
And every time it's like, don't vote for the Libertarian Party or the Green Party or whatever, because you're throwing away your vote. They're never going to win. Why is this the first time we don't have a third option like that, where we could all throw away our votes and then exactly. Try something new?
I feel as though that Libertarian this year, he could win.
He could win. Like, where y'all at? Come save us! Like,
yeah, we had a couple years with Trump, and then we had couple years with Biden. We seen both options and they didn't look good.
Yeah, like, that's what I'm saying. Like,
I honestly haven't seen Biden since he ran for election. Like, after that, he's just been ghost. Like, he's been out.
He got some stuff done. I will say that. Like, he has. Yeah. It's just overshadowed all the time because of all the other stuff that's going on that people don't rock with, like Gaza, Israel. Like, majority of Americans are like, no, that's not okay. Like, we can solve this another way.
Yeah.
And now he's backtracking because he was all in for Israel.
And now he's
like, we need to give aid to Gazans. Like, yeah, but we also shouldn't have
stood by
and watched as all these children died.
I feel you.
It was a genocide. Like,
for me, it's like, I don't think it matters who's president. I think somebody higher pulls those strings.
Oh, yeah.
To me, I'm one of those guys.
Conspiracy theory?
Not a conspiracy. I don't think that... I mean, look who we have running the United States for a couple years. It's Biden.
Mm-hmm.
He's literally dead. He's not dead. He's the walking
He's
dead.
He's a little bit older than Trump.
He don't act it. He don't act it. He's out here, like, hitting pause buttons on...
I do think that, like, there should be a certain age where it's like, all right.
You can't do this.
And it's not to be ageist, but it's just like...
Nah, it's like
at
sometimes
a certain point,
you gotta get off the road sometimes.
Right.
You can't be 87, got cataracts, and still be driving.
I know.
You gotta... Hey,
somebody
I need
just
your license.
Hit my car doing that.
I need your license. I need you to... Hey, big homie, let me get your license. You can't do that no more. Yet you old enough to have grandkids and somebody to chauffeur you around. You can't be driving at that age. You can't be president at that age.
Cause, like, we keep seeing it that, like, in Congress and all that, Mitch McConnell, he was, like, the majority leader for the Republican Party in Congress.
Mm-hmm.
And he's talking. He's old.
Yeah.
He's talking, and literally he while he's stops. Talking, he's... and like,
yeah,
I was waiting for somebody to hit him in the back of the head, like, reboot, motherfucker, are you okay? Like, but I don't know, like, in America, there's just like, oh, like, America will throw away old people in a heartbeat.
Mm-hmm.
Like, they send them to nursing homes, and you shouldn't work, you shouldn't drive, blah blah blah. But then when it comes to like our leaders in power,
yeah,
who make
my country, though.
To run the country,
yeah.
They're like, no, we're not letting go of these people. Like, they're cognizant.
They
they're,
yeah.
You know, blah, blah, blah.
They've been in here since they was 23.
Yeah,
that's
like,
cool, but you got to pass that on.
Yeah, it's time for new blood up in there.
Exactly.
All around. Congress, the White House.
Everything.
Your local government, voting all them shits. And, like, something needs to change, because... When... I can't take another 4 years of Trump. Y'all remember how much I would, like... Talk about politics.
Talk about, though, did Trump give us bread, though? He, like, we was out here, we was financially good?
Okay. Do you think that when a president makes a decision, we see it right away?
No.
Okay. Who was in office before Trump?
Come on now. Barack? Nah, I'm bugging. You keep that.
Yeah, Barack was the 44th.
Yeah, they was Trump trying to test my knowledge out here. We all here.
So Barack was the 44th, and then Trump, and then Biden.
So you saying Barack put in the
yes,
the work,
he put in
Trump
the infrastructure.
Got the
he got the benefit of it because you feel those
he
was effects
doing shit before,
right? You
I
feel those
you.
Effects later because it has to trickle down. It has to work. It's got to work through the system.
So
Trump got in.
If that's the case, then that means we're in this.
Yeah.
Right here because of
if
Trump.
You listen to all the experts, they'll tell you, like, the reason that inflation is so bad, a part of it, it's not all just Trump and what his policies and what he did,
yeah.
But a big part of it is because of him printing the money to give to us, which that's what the government should do in a situation like that. But the massive spending while he was in office, the tax cuts for this and this and this and that, like, all of that plays a role in why we're suffering right now and can't barely afford groceries.
True, boy. I went to the self-checkout with like 7 items, like $80.
Yeah,
boy.
It's
what are
crazy
we doing
out here? Like,
nah, that shit was wild.
I'm thinking about buying a chicken. Like,
fuck that. I'm thinking about walking past self-checkout and just being out. Shit is getting real.
They're actually getting rid of self-checkouts.
They should, because a lot of people are stealing.
Yeah,
I am one of them.
You mean I'm not, like, I'm going to get an organic lemon or a regular lemon?
I'm not,
cheaper?
What I'm saying is I'm not scanning the eggs sometimes. You know what I'm saying? Eggs for $6.99 as well.
Yeah, I got pasture-raised eggs, so they're a little bit more expensive.
I'm not scanning them. I'm not scanning those.
Allegedly.
I don't even know. I want to rebuttal it, but I don't know the word to rebuttal allegedly. I'm not scanning.
Supposedly? Supposedly. No, that's not the right word.
I'm doing it. I'm dead ass doing it. I'm saying like 87, like it'd be $87. I ain't even get to the protein yet. It's crazy out here.
That's a husk. But speaking about overpriced food prices, did you hear about this? I'm going to read you an article.
Okay.
Woman was charged $1,010 for a single Subway sandwich, still awaiting for a solution. In Columbus, Ohio, a woman is out $1,000, and it's all thanks to Subway sandwich. What was supposed to be a quick bite for Letitia Bishop turned into a nightmare. She stopped by the Thornton's gas station on Winchester Pike to grab a bite from Subway on January 5th. The receipt shows she ordered 3 subs for her and her family. She wasn't expecting to spend over $1,000 on just one sub. When she went back to check, the Subway shop inside the gas station was suddenly closed. After multiple failed attempts in trying to reach Subway, and after attempting to dispute it with her bank, Bishop says she feels hopeless. So at the end of the article is saying that, like, if she would have paid with a credit card instead of a debit card, she would have had better protections against Subway for overcharging her, because, like, credit cards have better, like...
But come on, we gotta just keep it real. We gotta call a spade a spade. Who the fuck is spending $1,000 in Subway?
I don't think she realized it.
I'm getting my bread. I didn't spend it. Wait, you saying that she actually ordered $1,000 worth of shit?
No, she ordered 3 subs. Came up to $1,000. She wasn't paying attention. She rang her card and then she realized, like, hold on a second.
That's too many fucking zeros to be looking at in inflation. We just talked about inflation.
Yeah.
I'm looking at everything I scan at ShopRite, and it's like, damn, 87. Shit, here go the protein, 92. Like, whoa, what do we... $1,000 isn't going to skip by my fucking eye. Or for fucking 3 subs. Yeah. I could order 20 subs from Subway. If I see $1,000 on that shit, I'm going to say, yo, whoa, whoa. It's an extra zero there, bro, or something.
I didn't order the mayonnaise.
I didn't order the fucking restaurant. I should be part owner for $1,000 at Subway. God damn. So she realized it when what? She got a statement?
I guess. And she went back. And
she don't even live out there.
No, I think she looked at her receipt and went back, and then they shut down.
Shut down.
Like, oh shit.
I'm up in the morning. I'm right there. What up? Hey, big homie, you was out here, right? 8 o'clock? That was you? Remember me. I know you remember me. $1,000 is crazy. Nah. She got to get that back.
She's having trouble. So, like, with the expert said that, for one, she should have did it with a credit card. And for two, she could file a police report.
She needs to file a police report. Because yeah. Nobody's going to believe that you spent $1,000 in fucking Subway.
Yeah.
You don't.
It's impossible.
It's exactly.
Subway's trash anyways.
Nah, chill.
Are you serious?
Now you went too far. Don't
Are
go.
Are you serious?
Don't go too far off the deep end, Jay. Nah. Because Subway has the only place where I could find beef meatballs. Pause.
What?
It's a fact. Why they got the pork? I don't eat pork. I like the beef meatballs. Pause again. they're good. Subway's good.
I don't good like money. It. I'm a pass.
Nah.
I wanted to get into the last topic.
Okay.
Beyonce and Taylor Swift.
Okay. What we got?
Do you think it's like a competition thing with them, or do you think like Bae's just doing her own thing, and now, you know, she wants to explore Texas because country
there.
Music because she's from Texas.
Yeah, she homegrown.
You think it's like, I won all the other Grammys, now say something, I want to win in the country category too, or
but what? Taylor Swift don't do country. She pop, right?
She's pop now. She started off as a country artist.
Really?
Yeah.
I didn't know that.
Yeah.
But nah, I don't think it's no beef with Beyonce and Taylor Swift. I think that they're both like bosses, like they're both queens. Like it's like they not looking at each other like that. I think it's the outsiders looking at it.
Yeah,
that's basically what it is. Beyonce's on her own pedestal. And Taylor Swift is also on her own pedestal. Like, you can't, they don't get in between. Like, the only time it was like, I think it was like Album of the Year, right?
Mm-hmm.
For the Grammys.
Beyonce's never won one. I know, that's still a thing that is
so,
like,
but also, I feel as though Beyonce is, she's her, so she's not really on it like that.
I think she is.
But to be like, publicly? Nah.
I don't think she's going to do it publicly.
Exactly. So that's why.
But I think she's gonna send her husband out to talk about it, because that's what he did.
Yeah, he did. He did.
If it wasn't a thing for her, he wouldn't have spoke on it.
Facts, but also it's not beef, because I'm not gonna beef with you. Like, my husband ain't gonna do that neither. I don't think she sent Kanye up there to do that either.
No, definitely. No, don't nobody. Don't send for Kanye.
Beyonce had the best rap or the album of the year.
But like, that's where all the Taylor Swift thing like stems from, because
I mean,
it was Taylor who was winning that award that
yeah
time.
But Adele beat her out of that before. I just feel as though the Grammys don't give Beyonce her flowers. It ain't Taylor, it's the Grammys, and they don't get
but
it
Adele
right.
Adele had a real good album too. What,
not better than Beyonce's that year?
You think so?
What
year was that? Crazy in Love.
I think so, yeah. It wasn't, she had like 2-3 tracks, Adele.
I don't know.
Beyonce, hit play. To the left. To the left, to the left. You heard?
Do you think she'll ever win Album of the Year?
I think she will. Because after the GOAT speaking on his GOAT wife, yeah, they're going to have to make changes.
That's the part where if it were me, I'd be like, I don't even want this shit now.
Yeah, but remember back in the day, we tried to not blackball. What was that called? Protests.
For Oscars.
Grammys.
Yeah. Oscar, it was a hashtag Oscars so white.
Oscars, but I think Grammys too. Like, I think Jay-Z and shit, they haven't been there for a while until he got that award. Like, if it wasn't for that award, I don't think they would have been there, because of shit. They've been bypassing us a lot.
I think my prediction will be is that she'll win Album of the Year, but she won't show up to the Grammys that year.
Nah, when it's your first one, you're gonna show
up. No, it's not her first Grammy.
Her first Album of the Year one. That's what I'm saying. She never won the Album of the Year.
I don't know. I think she's gonna snub the Grammys. Like,
nah.
I don't even want your shit no more.
Because look, Jay-Z went there off of the little, what was it, Dr. Dre?
But he went there to, he had something to say.
Yeah, and she's gonna have something to say too. Finally, motherfuckers. You heard me? She's gonna talk. It ain't Texas. She bugged out. All right, now, to close this out, you know, sometimes I'll just be chilling. I'll be just thinking of weird shit. You understand?
Yeah.
So just follow me on this journey.
All
right. I had a random question. You have a man, right? No, I'm not saying you do. I'm just saying this is the scenario.
Okay, okay.
You have a man, right? Y'all been together a couple years. Let's say two. Before he met you, he was in a relationship about 5 years. He healed. Everything was cool. He met you. You had a beautiful life. His ex passes away.
Oof.
Are you allowing him to grieve?
Yeah.
You said, yeah, too cool. And then, wait, look, we don't have a video. We have an audio. So you looked at me with a nervous yeah. So he comes in here. He's just bawling his eyes out. You're cool with that? Oh my God, I wish we had video.
I'm not a monster. Like, that was she was in his life for 5 years.
Understood, but he's with you for 2 years. He's bawling his eyes out. Like, he's crying. He comes in, oh God, babe. And you think his mother died.
Uh-huh.
And you be like, what happened? Who passed away? She died. Who passed away? My ex. What's your response? Seriously. Let's tell the people. Cause the way you did the $700 camera, I know that. Hell yeah, he could grieve. I know that's not your response. Keep it 100.
I might give him like the old like pat on the back. It's gonna be all right.
But he's still crying though.
She's in a better place.
But he's in your house. Like, y'all share a home. Like, he's not leaving. He's in the bed.
All right, so like, is he grieving? Like, oh, I'm taking time off work because I can't
be there. No time off of work, but he's crying.
He's crying.
Like, all right, How many exes would you cry over?
I would say one.
One?
Yeah.
How long are you crying for?
It's, I would be crying more for like my child. Oh, you kids. Know what I mean? It's not okay. That's it's different. Not because I love him.
No kids. Okay. Yeah. Look, look. He has no kids. I'm adding on to this. He has no kids.
If he had no kids with her and all that, it's yeah. like
he
all
just right. came and cried.
Like I might give him the shoulder tap, yeah, yeah. You rub his head. Back all a little right, bit, like you all know, right. rub his head a little bit,
and then
you're gonna be all right. You got it. You're fine. Like enough.
Enough though, right? Enough. When does enough? When do you say, "Yo, enough"? Like, yo, you've been this 3 days now. What are you doing?
Yeah, I don't know. Maybe he still loves her.
She dead. Nah, that's how that shit happened. Yo, what are you doing? Come on, we're not crying. Nah. You cry, you get one day.
That's what I said. Like one time, I'm not a monster. Like she was part of your life.
Nah.
I get you it. Get, you're gonna
you
be
get one
sad.
Day though. You get one day. Like I said, he not. Calling out, but he comes in the next day still crying. What do you say to him?
Like, after a few days, it's like
a few.
All right, dog. Like
you get like 7 hours out of me, bro. 7 hours to be crying about another man is crazy. You get 7 hours after that is oh yo, wrap it up, bro. What are you doing? Kids is different.
Yeah, that's
if you like, got I'm kids, crying, it's, crying, like, oh, it's like you're crying for my your kids ain't yeah. gonna grow up with their dad. Yeah, I get yeah, that part, like,
you know.
But no, but if no kid, I added mm-hmm. it. Remember.
No it. Kids.
No kids. He comes and cry.
I tell you this.
What?
If he cry like that for 3 days and blah blah blah, and we eventually go and get married.
Y'all not getting married.
Listen,
I don't think you can look at him the same and be like, "Yo, we're getting married."
But I'm saying this is hypothetical. This okay. is hypothetical me. I don't hypothetical.
I'm still on your $700 camera, bro. It's still in my head for some reason.
But it would be like if I'm walking down the aisle and he not crying. That I'm walking, I'm like, all right.
Yeah, you're not the one. I'm crying for shorty, but when I walk down in my white dress, you just
you regular? Just regular? No,
nah,
thank you.
Like, you gotta, I'm you
turning around.
Shed the tears, my guy.
You better.
Got to.
You better put some Visine in there or something.
You gotta do something, bro. To cry for ex, but not cry on your wedding day is out of control.
Yeah, that's where I would that's draw the line. Yeah, I'd be like, all right.
But you're going to wait that
you
long?
You mad emotional for this bitch.
You waited that long.
For me? Get out
of
here.
Nah, you waited too long. I'm cutting you off after 2 days of crying about your ex dying. I'm cutting you off.
Because she still loves him. But it's not like he's competition no more.
It don't matter. He was. It don't matter. You're crying way too hard for this man. No kids. Remember, we said no kids.
Uh-huh.
Nah. You get about 7 hours. Like, if you come to the bedroom sniffling, like, like, yo, you not good yet? Like, you heard about that 12 in the afternoon. It's fucking 10 p.m.
Would you not want her to go? Like, how would you feel?
She not going to no fucking funeral crying.
Are you serious?
Like, crying? Like, you're a widow? Hell no. You're bugging. Hell no. If she does, yo, choose. You leave this house, you leave. Take your bags with you.
Why are you so threatened by a dead man?
I'm not threatened. It's just the level of respect she has for you. That is insane.
What if she was cool with the family? And
why are you cool with the family?
She was. Again, like, they was together for 5 years.
Again, the level of respect she has for you. That's crazy. Imagine a nigga coming in here and say, yo, about to go to the funeral. And you know they have like a little kickback after. Like, yo, I'm kicking with the fam. And that don't seem strange? Hell not. That you got too much feelings involved in this shit. I ain't the one, obviously. I ain't a competition no more, but I ain't fucking the rebound guy neither. Nah, you're not getting that off.
Rebound from the graveyard.
No, because she... Imagine what she was doing when this nigga was alive then, if she's crying at her.
Nah.
I'm not saying she cheating, but what I'm saying is in the back of her mind, she was like, that was the one who got away, so I'm second choice.
Forever.
Exactly. Nah, we not doing that. She gotta go. She has to go.
All right. Well, speaking of having to go.
We gotta go.
We gotta go. It's been fun, y'all. We'll be back. And we really will because we got a system now.
Yeah, so. Yeah. Don't wait a year. We'll be back in a week or two. Two max.
If it's not, I'm going to raffle off $1,000 in the our group, our private group that we haven't talked to in that long.
That shit still exists.
It's still there.
I gotta rock with
them. Yeah, so we'll be talking more in there. If you guys have any feedback about the conversation or whatever, you could throw it up in the private group where we laugh and have fun. Y'all have a good night.
Yes, sir.
And we did hear you. We know you guys want longer episodes. It's coming. But we just had to get back in the groove of things.
And the groove was 45 to an hour. We good. We're getting there. 3 hours is OD, though. I think we're not doing that. Yeah, we're going to need guests.
Never three hours. We're going to have to make more money off this podcast. No, that's a fact. Yeah. We do this as a hobby right now. Yeah. But if you love the bullshit and you like us or you support what we're doing, make sure you hit a 5-star review and we'll be back next week. Love you. Bye.
Peace. See, the names have all changed since I've been around, but the game ain't the same since I left out.